Hey, welcome. Today we're diving into an intermediate Ableton lesson, using corpus and resonators creatively for drum and bass sound design. I want this to be practical and workflow focused. We'll build a tight two-layer bass, sculpt tonal drum hits from breaks, and generate evolving textures, all with resonators at the core. I'll give device chains, parameter ranges, routing tips, and automation ideas you can apply right away. Let's make sounds that cut through a club system and hold the low end. First, quick overview of what you'll learn. You'll use Ableton's corpus and the resonator's device to add musical overtones to basses, create metallic percussive accents from breaks, and turn filtered noise into pads that you can resample into rhythmic material. You'll get concrete settings, tempo ranges, send and wet levels, decay times, and workflow guidance like parallel returns, resampling, and arrangement tricks for rolling DNB and jungle styles. Start with quick setup and routing. Set your project tempo between 170 and 175 BPM. Create these tracks: an audio track with your kick and drum loop, a MIDI track called SUB for your sub sign, a MIDI track called Resonant for mid bass, and a return track labeled Rezo Send with corpus or resonators inserted. If you like, add a second return for heavy processing. Send the SUB and resonant tracks to Rezo Send at different amounts. For example, SUB send around -18 dB and resonant send around -6 dB. The idea is to let the resonator add color without stealing the fundamental. Now the sub chain. You want a very clean, stable low end. Use operator or sampler with a pure sign. Put utility after it and set width to 0 and mono to enforce phase coherence. EQ 8, high pass at 18 Hz and optionally a gentle low shelf cut below 30 Hz. If you use a glue compressor, set a gentle ratio like 2:1 and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction to glue long sub notes. Keep your SUB output controlled so the resonator can do the mid-harmonic work. Keep the SUB send low, around -18 to -12 dB. Next, the resonant mid-bass. Start with a basic wave-eatable or a saw-in simpler. Add light unison 2 to 4 voices, detune slightly for width but keep low-end mono. Insert auto filter before the resonator, low pass around 800 to 1500 Hz with resonance between 15 and 40% to shape content feeding the resonator. Add a saturator with 2 to 6 dB drive and soft clip on to inject harmonics, and an EQA to notch conflicts around the sub octave. On your Rezo send return, place resonators or corpus first. Two useful tuning strategies: 1. Tune resonators to the harmonic series, bass frequency, then 2 times, 3 times, 4 times that frequency, and so on. For example, if your root is 55 Hz, tune bands roughly to 55, 110, 220, 440 Hz. 2. Pick musical partials. Emphasize the second and third partials for a biting midrange. Set decays short to medium for rhythmic clarity, roughly 0.15 to 0.9 seconds, and start wet around 30 to 50%. After the return, sculpt with an EQ8 to cut below 40 to 50 Hz so the SUB remains clean. Add a compressor for sidechain ducking to the kick. Try 4:1 ratio, attack between 5 and 15 ms, release 60 to 150 ms, and finish with a drum bus or light saturation to glue the chain. Automation and modulation are where the motion happens. Map a macro to the resonator bass frequency, decay, and wetness. Use a slow LFO or an envelope follower to modulate frequency slightly, maybe plus or minus 1 to 10 Hz, for gentle wobble. Envelope follow the kick to open the wetness a touch right after each hit, giving pumping harmonics. For aggressive movement, detune one resonator band by plus or minus 5 to 15 cents during drops to create beating wreath-like motion. Now tonal drums and metallic accents. Load a break like an amen, slice it, and duplicate the drum track so you can process in parallel. On the duplicate, high pass around 60 to 120 Hz to remove low end, and boost snap between 2 and 6 kHz. Send the duplicate heavily to Rezo Send for tonal ringing on snare and hat transients. On the return, use short decays, 0.05 to 0.3 seconds, and tune resonators in the high overtone region, 800 Hz, 1.6 kHz, 3.2 kHz are good starting points for a metallic character. Resample the processed material to audio, chop into one shots, and load into a drum rack to create tuned percussive hits you can play and layer under snares or use as rhythmic stabs. For textures and atmos, generate filtered noise. Use operator, set to noise or a white noise sample and simpler, filter it with an auto filter bandpass between 600 and 2000 Hz, and send heavily to the Rezo send. For pads, use long decays, 1 to 3 seconds, and tune resonators to musical intervals like root, fifth, and octave for haunting bell-like chords. Run grain delay after the resonator with spray, between 20 and 40%, and subtle pitch shifts around plus or minus 2 semitones to create glitchy grains. Resample the result, stretch with Complex Pro, or slice into playable instruments. A few mix-first coach notes to keep things solid. Before you chase wild resonances, set your sub and kick balance. Use a narrowband EQ boost with a Q around 2 to 4 at the fundamental to audition tuning decisions, and then remove that boost before committing to resonator processing. Consider frequency split routing. Split your source into low and mid chains and only send the mids to the resonator. Also put a utility before heavy sends and drop it a few dB for headroom. Quick ear check, solo the resonator return and toggle it on and off while your bass line plays. If turning the return off makes the fundamental disappear, your routing needs rebalancing. Advanced variations and creative tricks. Try band split resonance stacks by creating multiple returns tuned for low, mid, and high ranges, automating the wet of each for spectral evolution. Use a pitched MIDI device to track note pitch and either feed MIDI to a resonator that accepts it or automate resonator frequency to follow your notes for precise melodic reinforcement. For heavy texture, set up a clean chain and a dirty chain in parallel. Clean with short decay, dirty with long decay and heady saturation, and automate crossfades for dramatic shifts. Use rhythmic gating on the resonator return with an LFO or synced auto pan to create grooves. For microtonal beating, detune one band by a few cents and modulate that detune slowly for huge, evolving phasing. Watch out for common mistakes. If your resonator wet is too high, lower the send or add an EQ after the resonator to cut 200 to 600 Hz. Always high pass the resonator return below 35 to 50 Hz to protect the sub. Avoid long decays in busy sections. Use short decays for drops and long decays for breakdowns. If your resonator bands aren't musically tuned, you'll get unpleasant and harmonic clang. And if you overload with too many returns, things get cluttered. Aim for one or two returns and use parallel chains instead. Here are some concrete parameters and quick ideas you can use in a 20 to 40 minute practice loop. Set tempo to 174 BPM and make a 16 bar loop. Sub, sign on C1, mono, width 0, utility gain balanced and send at minus 18 dB. Resonant, saw in simpler, saturator with about 3 dB drive, auto filter cutoff around 900 Hz and send to Rezo send at minus 6 dB. On Rezo send, set bands near 55, 110. 220, 440 Hz, decay 0.25 to 0.6 seconds, wet about 40%. Use an amen loop for drums. Duplicate it. High pass the duplicate at 120 Hz and send to Rezo send with short, high bands for metallic snap. Automate a resonator wet macro to increase during a build and detune one band by plus 15 cents in the drop. Resample a 4-bar phrase. Chop into one shots and layer under snares. A quick homework challenge if you want more structure. Build a 16-bar loop at 174 BPM with a mono sub, a mid-bass feeding at least two resonator returns, one rhythmic short decay return and one long decay detune tail. Create at least three percussive one-shots from resampled resonator hits, and make one evolving pad from filtered noise. Keep the low end coherent and phase checked. Keep return peaks below minus 6 dB on the master by themselves, and export stems for review. If you want feedback, send stems and a short note about your tuning choices and I'll critique balance and arrangement. Final pro tips for darker DNB. For a Reese-like growl, tune resonators to partials like 55, 110, 220 and add detuned bands around 120 to 130 Hz to create beating. Use parallel hyperdistortion with a low wet mix to add grit without destroying the sub. Sidechain your resonator return to the kick with a fast attack and medium release so tails don't clash. Use frequency-specific compression or a dynamic EQ to tame runaway resonant peaks. And for swing, sync a pitch LFO or step modulation to 1/16 subdivisions for rhythmic pulsing. If you want an exact Ableton template, I can map macros for the Rezo send and outline the session layout. Tell me your live version and whether you use Max for live, and I'll give you a pastable template and macro assignments tailored to your setup. Ready to make something heavy? Let me know your DAW info and I'll walk you through a downloadable rack or project file.